or email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org. In many of our bilateral relationships, the U.S. and nations around the world, human rights figures prominently. But in our relations with Afghanistan and Pakistan, women's rights may not figure as prominently as this member of parliament in Afghanistan thinks they should.
They have suffered from unemployment, from, you know, all this violence against them. And now with regularizing violence, giving a legal, you know, authority to the violence, it makes a life of woman like a prison.
That's Fawzia Koofi. She's a member of parliament in Afghanistan who is speaking out against a new law which actually allows marital rape in Afghanistan. It's a controversy, and it's produced outrage from Afghan women and the international community over the passing of the law. But what does it mean in U.S.-Afghan relations? And there are similar issues in Pakistan as well. Joining us now is Gretchen Peters, former Afghanistan and Pakistan correspondent for ABC News and author of the forthcoming book Seeds of Terror, which examines how heroin is bankrolling Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. Gretchen, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, John. No problem.
Now, it seemed as though that the themes of the Bush administration, when they would comment on Afghanistan, prominently figured women's rights in the discussion of what the mission is. It seems as though in the Obama administration, if those themes have been picked up, it's not necessarily in the rhetoric, because Barack Obama talks so much about getting Al-Qaeda and fighting Al-Qaeda and the ball being dropped with the Iraq war, etc. What is the American role in this women's rights issues in Afghanistan and particularly Pakistan?
Well, President Obama and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton have both condemned this new law that would pertain to women in the minority Shia community in Afghanistan. But it's true they have tried to focus American policy there on stamping out the Taliban and Al-Qaeda presence along the Afghanistan-Pakistan border. It's spreading in both countries. So they have tried to focus that, but I don't think it's entirely correct to suggest that they have dropped the ball on women's rights issues. I think there is an enormous amount of pressure on the government of President Hamid Karzai to reverse this bill. And he says now that his Minister of Justice is looking over the law and may change it.
What does the law specifically allow, and how is it consistent with some reading of Islamic law or traditional sexual practices in South Asia?
Well, the law makes it illegal for a woman to resist her husband's sexual advances. Another provision in it requires a husband or male relative's permission for a woman to work outside the home or go to school. And a third makes it illegal for her to refuse to make herself up or get dressed up if that's what her husband wants. It reminds many of some of the legislation and regulations that were put into effect during the Taliban era, and it has created enormous international outcry around the world. The cleric who wrote it, a man named Ayatollah Asif Mosini, has denied that he is trying to condone marital rape, but he says that it is the role of the woman to please her husband, and he says if she refuses to have sex with him, he should be able to refuse to feed her for a day afterwards. What is extraordinary is that in the first time that I can remember, it actually brought women out onto the streets of Kabul this last week, and there were these extraordinary scenes of about 300 women marching through the streets of Kabul up against a crowd probably about three times that of men, some of whom were shouting whores, whores, and death to the enemies of Islam and throwing stones at these women. And I think it really is a sign that it's not just foreigners who are, or people outside of Afghanistan who object to these, but many women in Afghanistan itself object to this type of legislation and want to see change in their country.
So I guess two things. One, I mean, is this the kind of debate that takes place in parliament in Afghanistan or in Pakistan, these kinds of specific legislative initiatives to enforce sexual practices between a married man and a woman? And why doesn't Sharia law just cover this? Why would you need an additional law?
Well, Islamic law does cover aspects of marriage and relations between a man and a woman far more than, say, Western law tends to take up the issue. However, it really depends on your definition, your interpretation of Islam as to whether you're going to go this far. I think having read statements by Ayatollah Asif Mohseni that he's made over the last few days, it would appear that he doesn't have at least a very modern approach to marital rights. And one point he himself did make is that the way a marriage works in Islam usually comes down to the marriage contract between a man and a woman who didn't approve of the provisions that he has laid out could negotiate to have those dropped in her own wedding contract. However, you know, for a lot of Afghans, this is not something that's acceptable.
Right. Before we go, though, how much more center stage should this issue be in U.S. policy in South Asia? And is it possible to make it a bigger priority without inflaming the issue?
Well, Afghanistan, of course, receives a vast amount of support, financial support, military support from the United States and other Western governments. And while I do think there has been tremendous progress there in some ways since 2001, when the Taliban government was toppled, it's often a case of two steps forward and then maybe two or three steps back now and then. This is still an enormously conservative Muslim country in a lot of places, and I do think that human rights advocates, women's rights advocates, have a responsibility to kind of step up and make sure that things like this don't go through, particularly in this case, because there is a lot of scuttlebutt that the that President Karzai
quickly
supported this bill in order to gain the favor of the Shia clergy ahead of elections.
Political pragmatism and marital morality. Gretchen Peters, former Afghanistan and Pakistan correspondent for ABC News, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.